Oh, good. You're finally awake. Don't be scared. I know you just woke up on a stranger's bed, but I promise there's a perfectly reasonable explanation. There you go. Just calm down. It'll be all right. Do you remember anything from the bar? I'm sorry. Can you speak louder? Oh dear, it looks like the drugs she gave you haven't completely worn off yet. Don't worry, I'm sure everything will be all right. Why don't you just lay there while I tell you what I saw? Good boy, everything is okay. Now, I saw you and your date come in, laughing and chatting. She was wearing a tight little dress, remember? I kept sneaking glances at the two of you all night long. I was a bit jealous of her, if I'm being completely honest. Drinking and chatting with a cute boy like you. Imagine my surprise when I saw her slip a couple pills into your drink. I tried to get your attention and warn you, but it was too loud for you to hear me, and by the time I managed to fight my way through the dance floor to over where you had already passed out cold, and that bitch was dragging you out the door. Oh no, don't worry. Here, why don't I run my fingers through your hair while I describe this part? Who knows what kind of awful things she would have done to you. Once I caught up to her and I told her I saw her everything, do you know what she did? She just dumped you on the ground like a sack of potatoes, and she ran off into the night. I couldn't believe anyone could do that to such a sweet boy like you. It broke my heart. I thought about chasing after her, but I couldn't just leave you alone. What if she circled back to grab you again? So, instead I called a taxi and took you home to my house, where I knew you would be safe. I decided to sleep next to you so I could tell you what was going on once you woke up. I didn't want my good boy to get scared. There was one more thing that worried me, though. I saw her slip two different pills into your drink. Obviously, one was to knock you out. But what about the second? I couldn't figure that part out until I got you home and noticed the bulge in your underwear when I was undressing you for bed. I'm a nurse at the hospital, and as far as I can tell, she gave you some kind of experimental form of Viagra to keep you hard even when you were unconscious. I hoped that the drug would wear off eventually, but that doesn't seem to be the case. Drugs like that just, like, weren't intended for healthy young men like you. And they can actually cause a lot of damage if they go unchecked. Hey, don't worry. I'm a nurse, remember? I know how to help you. Everything is going to be all right. Now, I didn't want to, address the problem while you were asleep. That would have made me just as bad as her. You see, I needed to relieve the pressure for you. I know it's painful right now, but I promise to be as gentle as I can. Good boy. Just lay there and let me help you. Now, I'm just going to run my hand down your body and pull off that underwear for you. I can't very well give you an orgasm with this in the way, can I? There we go. Now I can get to work. Do you feel my soft hand wrapping around your penis? Does that feel all right? Good. I'm just going to start stroking up and down now. Okay? Wow, you're so hard and really big. Does that feel good? Your soft little moans. Oh dear, that doesn't seem to be doing the trick at all. If anything, you're getting harder. There, there, don't worry. I'm going to take care of you no matter what. Here, just give me a moment to pull my shirt off. Now my bra. And there we go. I'm going to try rubbing your cock between my full, big breasts. Hopefully the extra softness will help you ejaculate. There we go. Good boy. I'm just going to move down the bed a bit. How do you like the feeling of my big, soft tits on either side of your cock? Is that good? Here, I know something that will make it even better. There. Nice and slippery. I'm just going to start massaging you with my breasts now. Be a good boy and come when you're ready. Oh yeah. Does that feel good? I hope this does the trick. Your cock is so hard between my wet tits. I can hear you moaning. Are you getting ready to come? Wait, you're crying. Hey, what's the matter? I'm not hurting you, am I? Maybe my tits aren't enough to make you come with the drugs she gave you. Hey, it's okay. It's okay. We'll figure something out. Here. Everything is okay. I know it hurts, but I'm here to make you feel better. I'm going to relieve that pressure for you, I promise. There's still one thing we haven't tried, and I know this one will work. Here. Just let me get up for a second and slip off my panties. There we go. Are you ready? I'm going to fuck you now, but don't worry. I'll be very gentle. I don't want to hurt my good boy. I'm going to lower myself down now. Can you feel your cock pressing up against my pussy? It's nice and warm, isn't it? No condoms for you. We need it to feel as good as possible. There we go. I'm just going to reach down and gently slide your warm, hard cock inside me. Oh, I can tell you're going to fill me up so good. Now that the tip of your cock is inside me, I can just lower myself down. You're so big. I can feel you stretching me out. Just let me start sliding up and down. Good boy. You just lay there and let me pump all that pressure out of you. Oh, fuck. Your cock feels so good inside me. I'll take care of you. My pussy's so wet for you. Nice, warm, and wet. Oh my god. Your moans are making me so hot. I'm gonna ride you a little faster now. Don't worry. I'll be soft. Oh, I can feel you stretching my tight little pussy out. baby. You're moaning again. Are you ready to come this time? Don't worry about getting me pregnant. We need to release the most pressure possible. That means you need to come deep inside of my pussy. That's right. You're going to fill me up to the brim with your hot, sticky load. Are you ready? Are you going to come? Oh, that's right, baby. Shoot your load inside me. Oh, drain your balls and release all that pressure. Oh, I can feel it. Oh, baby. You're filling me up so much. What was in those drugs she gave you? Oh, I can still feel you pumping that load inside me. Oh. There we go. Good boy. Does that feel better? No, don't worry about getting me pregnant. The important thing was helping you. I'm just gonna lay down on top of you now. I don't want you out of my pussy just yet. There we go. Good boy. That's right. Just shut your eyes. It's okay to fall asleep. I'll still be here in the morning. There we go. Just slip back into sleep. Everything is okay now. I've got you.